哈利路亚，奉主耶稣圣名，我们继续来查考重建圣殿，重建城那个圣城。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we shall continue our studies in the topic rebuilding the holy city.
我们是第我来这边第四天了哈。
I've been here for 4 days.
所以今天如果有刚来的，那很对不起；如果讲的你听不懂，就很抱歉了哇。我尽量讲的比较可以听得懂的。
If this is your first day attending classes with us, I apologize if you don't understand what I'm talking about, but I'll try to make myself clear.
好，那我们昨天讲圣的，把它讲完。
And I'll finish up what I spoke about yesterday.
就撒迦利亚书的第三章。
In Zechariah chapter 3.
撒迦利亚书三章。
In Zechariah chapter 3.
我们从第三章，那我们要讲到第六章，第六章十三节。
Let's begin in chapter 6, verse 13.
昨天我们讲过，把两个值把它合在一起。好，那。两个职分。
In this passage it talks about
就是把祭司的权跟王权把它第十三节哈。
In verse 13 it talks about the harmony or the joining with it with the two positions.
就是掌王权跟做祭司。
It is the king and the priest.
耶稣把这两个合起来了。
Jesus has combined these two roles.
他现在也给我们了。
And he has given this role to us.
这样子，如果你们今天早上有去圣何西聚会，你就可以知道在第几个符里面告诉我们，给我们这个权柄。
If you're in San Jose this morning, you'll know that what has given us this power.
好，这个我是因为稍微一提，你就把它联想起来，就是这样子啊。
And you'll find there's a correlation between the two.
那现在这已经给我们了，说我们现在每个人都是什么？
He has been given to us.
祭司也是国王。
You're the priest and you're also the king.
就在启示录里面所记载的。
And this is recorded in Revelation.
如果你想看的话，二十章。
It is recorded in Revelation chapter 20.
第六节。
Verse 6.
我们受洗之后就已经是祭司，已经是国王了。
When we've been baptized into Christ, we've become the priest and the king.
所以这是从旧约到新约，然后到我们。
It goes starting from the Old Testament to the New Testament to our time.
那这是在主耶稣这个时候，这主耶稣的时候把它连起来的。
And it is, we are joined together through Jesus.
那我们现在来看到撒迦利亚书第三章。
Now let's turn to Zechariah chapter 3.
第八节。
Verse 8.
我们昨天讲了，好像讲了两个小时，讲了第三章，从第一节讲到第七节哈。
We spent 2 hours for on verses 1 through 7.
应该没什么问题了，有问题，我想还要再提出来，因为既然讲了那么多时间了哈，你回去只要把这一章弄懂了，也就安慰了。如果这个再不懂，那回去那就不好意思了。
I hope you, But I hope you understand this passage enough already. Spend some time at home, since we've already spent so much time on it already.
三章八节。
Let's read chapter 3, verse 8.
八节，我们昨天在晚祷时候有讲一句，就是他们是做预兆的哈。我们也只讲了半个小时。
And I also spent half an hour on people who symbolic of things to come.
那这边。这边说大祭司约书亚，你和坐在你面前的同伴都当听。好，那另外神在偷偷的讲说他们是做预兆的。
As God speaks to these people, he says, by the way, these people are symbolic of things to come.
说这是我们是每个人都是做预兆的。
All of us are symbolic of things to come.
好，那我必使我仆人的苗裔发出。
I will bring, I'm going to bring my servant, the branch.
那在第九节
In verse 9,
看到我在耶稣亚面前所立的石头，在一块石头上有七言。万军之耶和华说，我要亲自雕刻这石头，并要在一日之间除掉这地的罪孽。好，这是讲什么呢？
What is it talking about here?
你念念这个，你如果你圣经稍微有看，你就晓得这是讲主耶稣了。
If you studied the Bible before, you know that this passage refers to Jesus.
所谓七言，七就是完全数。
The seven eyes, seven is a perfect number.
言就是智慧，就是能够洞察一切的。
And eyes refers to wisdom, a wisdom to see through all things.
嗯，那所以这里是讲主耶稣。
So this passage describes Lord Jesus.
嗯，那。以石头来预表弥赛亚，这在圣经从旧约很多了。
We find in many places in the Old Testament that Jesus is prefigured by rocks or stone.、嗯、
在旧约里面有应许这个弥赛亚的来到。
The Old Testament promised the coming of the Messiah.
那个以赛亚书二十八章。
In Isaiah chapter 28.
以赛亚书，我们看二十八章十六节。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 28, verse 16.
以赛亚书二十八章十六节。所以主耶和华如此说：看哪、啊，我要在锡安放一块石头作为根基，是试验的石头，是稳固根基、宝贵的房角石，信靠的人必不着急。啊、哦，说是这是一个锡安的石头。
It is a stone in Zion.
那这个石头呢，就是讲到，我们知道就是后来的主耶稣。
And this stone refers to Jesus.
那他在以弗所书二章二十节里面告诉我们，耶稣就是房角石，就是这块石头了。
And also in Ephesians chapter 2 verse 20, Jesus is described as a cornerstone.
嗯，那这个石头对圣殿来讲是房角石。
To the church, he is the cornerstone.
但是对不信来是什么绊脚石啊？
But to the unbeliever, he is the stumbling block.
你跌在上面就会跌死了。
You will fall on the church.
那个以赛亚书八章第十四节。
In Isaiah chapter 8, verse 14.
嗯，他必作圣所，却像以色列两家做绊脚的石头，敌人的磐石啊，像耶路撒冷的居民作为圈套和网罗。啊、哦，十五节，许多人必要。在其上，绊脚跌倒，而且跌碎，并陷入网罗被缠住。哇，这个是，这个石头是把人跌死的，跌碎的。
This stone will cause people to stumble and make them fall.
嗯，如果不信的就跌碎了。
For the unbeliever, they will be broken.
那所以这个石头是教会的根基。
The stone is the foundation of the church.
耶稣是我们的根基。
Because Jesus is our foundation.
对不信人来讲，耶稣是他们绊脚石啊。
But to the unbeliever, it makes them fall.
到最后，但以理书第二章三十五节，有一块不是人手所凿出来的石头。
And finally, in Daniel chapter 2, verse 35, describes a rock not carved by man's hand.
然后这个石头要打下来。
The stone will fall.
打到历史的。最后
It will fall on human history.
就打到大象哈，一个，一个大的人像。
It will hit that great statue.
嗯，那这个整个大象就被这石头打碎了。
And will shatter the statue.
这是讲的主耶稣。
This is Lord Jesus.
那我们来看彼得前书二章二节到七节。
Let's turn to First Peter chapter 2.
嗯，二章。二章我们看四节的哈。
First Peter chapter 2 verse 4。
二章四节，主乃活石，固然被人所厌弃，却是被神所拣选的宝石，所以这是宝石。
He is the precious stone。
第五节。
Verse 5。
那你们也来到主面前，就像活石被建造成为灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，说我们是祭司了，借着耶稣基督献神所喜悦的灵祭。
And we are the holy priests.
啊，那因为经上记着说，看呐、啊，我把所拣选、所宝贵的房角石安放在锡安，信靠人必不羞愧。那第七节。
In verse 7.
所以他在你们信的人就为宝贵，在那不信的人，以后说匠人所弃的石头已经作为房角的头块石头，第八节
8
那又做了绊脚的石头，跌人的磐石。好，所以同样一块石头可以把人可以当成房角石，也可以当成跌绊人的石头。
The same stone can be the cornerstone of a house, and it could also be a stone that makes people fall.
那我们看又看回来撒迦利亚书第三章。
Let's turn back to Zechariah chapter 3.
这里的石头就是指着主耶稣。
The stone or rock refers to Jesus.
那这个石头呢，有七个眼睛啊。
And he has seven eyes.
如果你走在路上看到一个石头有七个眼睛，我看可把你吓坏了。
If you walk on the street and see a stone with seven eyes, you'd be scared to death.
嗯，那这是象征性的。
But this is symbolic.
那启示录五章第六节也是一样。
So it is the same in Revelation chapter 6 verse 5.
五章六节。
Revelation chapter 5 verse 6.
我又看见宝座和四活物并长老之中有羔羊站立，这羔羊叫主耶稣哈。像是被杀过的有七角七眼，就是神的七灵奉差遣往普天下去的，所以这一块石头有七个眼，就是指着耶稣了啊。
The stone has seven spirits, which refers to Jesus.
好，所以从启示录里面，这里我们可以看出来，这是指着主耶稣。
From Revelation, we know that this stone refers to Jesus.
所以撒迦利亚书的那个是一个预言呐。
Therefore, the passage in Zechariah is a prophecy.
那其实这个预言在以赛亚书里面也有讲过了。
And Isaiah makes the same prophecy.
以赛亚书十一章第二节，你们可以看一下。
In Isaiah chapter 11 verse 2.
这里神的灵是有不同各样不同的。
God's spirit is very different.
第十一章第二节。
Chapter 11 verse 2.
但是这个灵呢，可以给人有智慧、聪明的灵、谋略的灵、能力的灵、知识的灵、敬畏的灵，啊，这是神的灵，有七样。
These are the seven facets of the Spirit of the Lord.
好，那我看就是这样子了哈。那这颗石头呢，是神亲自雕刻的。
God himself carved this stone.
又看回来撒迦利亚书第三章第九节。
If we turn back to Zechariah chapter 3 verse 9.
那他要在一日之间除掉这地的罪孽。
He said, I will remove the sin of this land in one single day.
哦，这就是讲主耶稣被钉十字架的时候。
That is the day that Jesus was crucified and bled for us.
所以在耶稣在十字架上的时候，大声喊着说，成了。
And on the cross, Jesus said, it is done.
赎罪的这个工作成了。
The work of the redemption has been completed.
说他在一日之间除掉这地的罪。
In one day, God has removed the sins of the land.
那第十节，我们请大家再念。
And in verse 10,
当那日，你们个人要请邻舍坐在葡萄树和无花果树下，这是万军之耶和华说的。在旧约有这样的预言呢。
This is a prophecy from the Old Testament.
就是弥赛亚来临的日子是这样那么舒适的。
This is how it will be the day the Messiah comes again.
大家要，你要请你的邻舍坐在葡萄树跟无花果树下。
Each one of you will invite his neighbor to sit under his vine and fig tree.
就是大家太平，那跟邻居有交往。
There will be peace among the neighbors.
如果说现在人越是越来。越没有交往，有时候你住了好几年，不晓得隔壁姓什么哈。
These days, sometimes you don't even know the name of your neighbors.
那以前，那如果像这样，你就不可能请邻舍来，坐在葡萄树、无花果树下啦。
And of course, you'll never invite them to sit under the tree.
这是讲安舒的日子。
This describes a very comfortable day.
也是弥赛亚的日子。
And it's the day of the Messiah.
那个。我先把这讲完，再问你们一个问题哈。
I will ask you a question later.
那个列王记上四章二十五节。
In First Kings chapter 4.
列王记上四章二十五节。
First Kings chapter 4 verse 25.
是讲所罗门王当时的情况。
This is the day of the of King Solomon.
二十四节最后说四境尽多平安。
In verse 24, it says there were peace in all sides.
好，那二十五节。
In 25,
所罗门在世的日子，从但到别示巴，犹大人和以色列人多在自己的葡萄树下和无花果树下安然居住。所以这是太平盛世是怎么样？大家都可以在无花果树下跟那个葡萄树下安然居住。
During times of peace, everyone can sit under their own vine and fig tree.
嗯，这是讲安舒的日子。
This is a very peaceful day.
那弥赛亚日子呢更好，不但自己做，还可以怎么样？请邻舍来做。
But it is even better during the time of the Messiah. Not only can you sit in comfort, you can invite your neighbors to join you.
那不信你看弥迦书。
Let's turn to Micah. Micah chapter 4, verse 4.
这也是一样，人人都要坐在自己葡萄树下和无花果树下，无论今夏。这是万军之耶和华说的。嗯，这是一个非常好的一个时刻啦。
This is such a wonderful time.
好，那我们这个顺便提一下哈，你请看那个约翰福音。
Let's also turn to John.
第一章。
The Gospel is John chapter 1.
约福音第一章。
John chapter 1.
一章第四十八节。
John chapter 1 verse 48.
这个主耶稣来找拿但业。
Jesus came and saw Nathanael.
那拿但业说，这个拿撒勒人出什么好东西啊？
Nathanael has already said, "Can anything good come from Nazareth?"
当菲利跟他讲的时候
，When Philip wanted to introduce him to Jesus,
那菲利说：“你来看吧。
”Philip said, "Come and see."
那耶稣就说：“啊，你真是以色列人啊，心里没有诡诈。
”Jesus said to Nathanael, "You are a true Israelite, and there is no false."
拿但业还没有受到很大的感动。
Nathanael was not moved yet.
他说：“你怎么晓得我？”
So、
你从哪里知道我了？
How do you know who I am?
那耶稣就回答，
And Jesus answered,
说、哦、菲利还没有招呼你，你在无花果树底下我就看见你了。
I saw you while you were still under the fig tree before Philip called you.
这句话可把这个拿但业吓坏了。
And that must have scared him to death.
四十九节他马上说，拉比，你是神的儿子啊，你是以色列的王。
Immediately in verse 49 he says, "You are the son of God, you are the king of Israel."
那可见耶稣讲这句话很厉害啊，是不是？
Jesus says something quite amazing.
因为他，你看他的变化，他的心里的变化。
Let's just see how his change of heart at that moment.
第一个，他是一个轻视的说，这个拿撒勒能出什么好，能出什么好的、啊、
？At first he said with such contempt, "How can anything good come from Nazareth?"
一点都不接受了。
He would not accept Jesus.
不但不接受，还轻视，还藐视。
He even despised Jesus.
好，那耶稣跟他讲的，第一次跟他讲话的时候。
But when Jesus first spoke to him,
说我知道你哦，你是好人，你心里没有诡诈。
Jesus said, "I know who you are."
这时候他是中性的。
Now he was more neutral.
他说，你又不是我肚子蛔虫，你怎么知道我？你哪里知道我了？这个意思是不是？耶稣不好不坏。
How can you know me?He did not like or dislike Jesus.
当耶稣说你在无花果树下，我就看到你了，可是把他吓坏了。他马上说：“哎呀，你是拉比，你是神的儿子，你是王。”
But when Jesus told him where he was before he came, he was scared and had to declare that Jesus was the Son of God.
那问题是，为什么耶稣讲这句话把他吓坏了，把他让他明白过来，并且马上认耶稣是王
？Why did Jesus' word have such an impact on Nathanael?
说吧，我怎么会不知道呢？我刚讲了半天。
I had already given you the answer before. Why?
五姊妹 Christine， 你坐前面嘛，应该听得比较清楚。
Since you're sitting at the front, you must have heard everything I said.
我看这一节我们念了 N 次有了，这个约翰福音一章四十八节，是不是从小念到大嘛？那为什么
we read this verse all our lives, why did it have such an impact?
云弟兄啊，对，因为他在无花果树下，他为什么不在那个巴拉树下？为什么不在莲露树下？
为
什么是偏偏挑一个这个无花果树下？为什么耶稣偏偏讲这个
？Why did Jesus emphasize the fact that Nathanael standing under a fig tree and not a guava tree？
因为在无花果树下，就是代表这个拿单叶太是一心想念弥赛亚来到的人。
Because standing under the fig tree represented the fact that Nathanael longed for the day of the Lord.
无花果树下就是代所表示的，他也是盼望着弥赛亚来临日子的人。
He was hoping for the day that he could truly stand under the fig tree, the day of the Messiah.
那至于说是不是真的在无花果树下，那是另外一回事情可以讨论了。
It's another matter.
也可能是他正在无花果树下。但是你不要讲说他在那边乘凉啊，吃无花果啊，也可能。但是这所代表的，从历史，我还有很多经节了，就是无花果树下是所代表的是仰望弥赛亚日子来到。
It may have been true that Nathanael was simply kicking back and under the fig tree, but it also represented his wish for peace and the day of the Lord to come.
嗯，所以这样追溯一讲，他就认为他就晓得说，哎呀，他知道我。认识我，因为那个跟撒玛利亚妇人一样，撒玛利亚妇人被他讲到耶稣讲到他内心的时候，他就想啊，你是弥赛亚，因为弥赛亚来之后会把我们一切的事情告诉我们，所以这个时候也是同样的，他们在当时有同样的心境。
And upon hearing this, Nathanael, like the Samaritan woman, knew that Jesus is the Lord because Jesus knew who he was.
好，那这撒迦人书第三章就讲完了哈。
And now we conclude chapter 3 of Zechariah.
还有没有什么问题？
Do you have any questions?
那没问题，大家那个把裤管卷起来，那个什么袖子卷一下，我们要开始冲了哈。
If not, there's no questions, let's roll up our sleeves and we'll press forward.
你还记得我们第二天冲得很快，对不对？
Remember in the second day of classes,
用那种速度再冲一阵子。
Now we shall move forward at the same speed.
哦，有运动鞋就换运动鞋了，来。
Change into your sneakers now.
那现在第四章。
Let's go to chapter four.
三章四章是这一组，就是意象里面最不能说最重要中心了哈。
The chapter three and four describes the vision that are most faithful.
好。当你想到撒迦利亚书的时候，你应当想到什么？
Or the most
三个数字。好，请
when,
弟兄。
When you think about Zechariah, what numbers comes to mind? 8, 4, and 2.
好，这样你就可以回家了。撒迦利亚书。
Now you can go home. You've understood the book of Zechariah.
八个意象。
There are 8 visions.
好，四个信息。
4 messages.
两个默示。
2 oracles.
那八个信息八个意象里面，前三个是有关于建殿的。
The first three of the eight visions describes the building of the temple.
这我讲过了，我们再复习，这样复习你就比较容易了。本来这是要考试的哈，我出个题目让你考，这样子。
This would be on the exam.
要不要也试试看好不好？不然明天我们用30分钟，好吗
？Tomorrow we should spend half an hour on an exam.
那不要走不考、啊、
But if you're going to leave, then we won't have an exam.
那中间这两个是有关于工人的。
And the next two visions are about God's worker.
因为它八个里面分成三组，前第一组三个意象有关于建殿神的应许，神的保证。
The first three visions describes God's promise in rebuilding the temple.
那中间的这两个是关于这两个工人。
And the next two are about God's worker.
刚好约书亚是祭司。
Joshua was the priest.
还有所罗巴伯呢？
And who was Zerubbabel?
所罗巴伯是王的后裔啊。
He was the descendant of the king.
你看这样现在又把它连起来了哈。
Now we see both the king and the priest.
在这里又重新聚在一起。
The power of the priest and the power of the king are together.
其实我们也讲过这个祭司约书亚他根本圣殿都没看到还当什么祭司啊
The priest Joshua 是不是 had never laid his eyes on the temple. How could he be a priest?
你说我是船长
If you claim to be a captain of a ship,
你连船都没看过
But you've never seen a ship before,
你说我是飞行员
Or I'm a pilot,
你连飞机都没看过
But you've never seen an airplane before.
这个是所以这里告诉我们这是一个象征的
But these are symbolic of things to come.
好那第四章这个是讲那个所罗巴伯
Chapter 4 describes Zerubbabel
那这个第四章的意思是什么
What is the meaning of chapter 4?
就是神已经拣选了所罗巴伯
It is that God has already chosen Zerubbabel
所以要所罗巴伯站出来
He instructed him to stand forward
在这里你看完你就晓得这里的灯台的描述其实不是历史的灯台了
From the description of the lampstand, we know that it is not the historical lampstand.
另外一个功课让我们带回去做的，就是撒迦利亚书四章这里的灯台跟出埃及记二十五章的灯台有没有不一样
？Another homework for you is how different is this lampstand to the lampstand in Exodus chapter 25?
对，当然是答案是不一样的。
These two lampstands are different.
那你把它抄出来，那做个比较。
Write down how they're different.
那你可以得到一些答案了哈。
And you will find some answers.
好，那在这里，神把这个约书亚跟所罗巴伯当成啊，我们看第三节。
Let's read verse 3.
在灯台旁边有两棵葡萄树，嗯。不，橄榄树，我念错了。一棵在灯盏的左边，一棵在灯盏的右边。那当然你不晓得什么意思嘛？第四节，我就问他说：“天使说，主啊，这是什么意思
？”Zechariah didn't understand what he saw, so he asked the angel, "What are these, my lord?"
那跟我说话的天使是说：“你不知道啊，这是什么意思啊
？”And the angel answered, "Don't you know?"
那我说我不知道啊。
And he replied, no.
啊，第六节。
And that's reverse six.
他就回答说，你不知道，那我就告诉你了。
The angel said, if you don't know, I will tell you.
就是不是，你看他这个答案跟他问的有没有一致啊？他为什么这样
子？Did the angel really answer Zechariah's question?
Yudi, 你笑，来你说。
Yudi, you're laughing, so we'll ask you.
怎么会不知道呢？不知道问你先生好了。
If you don't know, we'll ask your husband.
因为你不讲话，那个圣经里面说哈，妇人如果不讲话，回去就问先生。
The Bible says if the wife does not speak, then she ought to go home and ask her husband.
对不对？记得在哪里
？Where is that verse recorded?
啊哈，对，那里的女人不是指那个性别上的女人呐、啊，那个是指身份上的女人，就是指的太太而已啊。
A woman in that verse,
如果我女儿还没嫁，你说你不可以讲话，回去问你先生，那去问谁啊
？Since it talks about husband, it specifically refers to a married woman.
啊、哦，所以应该是讲你了哈。那你呢
？So it refers to you.
回去问 Stephen 啊，那 Stephen 来答好了。
Since we're asking Stephen, we have to get the answer from him.
好吧，那你们就回去再问了哈。
So you both discuss this topic at home.
那第六节我们常常念但是我们有时候不想没有想得很深、哦、
We've read this verse before but we never gave much thought about it
撒迦利亚书四章六节我们看念过 N 遍、啊、是不是
We've read it so many times
从我看少年班就要开始背圣经
From your children's class this was a memory verse
但是是不错的、哦、这一节
But this is a true verse
但是天使这个神的使者回答的跟他问的怎么样斗得上来吗
But the angel didn't seem to answer Zechariah's question
嗯他说这是什么意思这个一个灯然后一个灯台一个灯盏然后旁边有两棵那个橄榄树那、啊、这是什么意思
Zechariah had originally asked what does the lampstand and these two olive trees mean
我们盼望的是说告诉我说这个灯盏是什么意思 这两个橄榄树是什么意思？是不是？
We would hope that the angel would say the lampstand represents this and the olive tree represents that.
那耶稣没有这样回答，那这里圣经没有跟他这样回答，回答说不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是靠我的灵，方能成事。这我们从小背到大。
But that was not the answer. Rather, the angel recited this verse, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord Almighty.
为什么这样答？
Why did he answer that in this way?
当然你知道了哈。
You should know.
为什么？那如果 know 的话，看第七节。
If you don't know, let's go on to verse 7.
其实哈，那只是一个开始而已啊，不要吓到。第七节，
now、
大山啊，你算什么？在所罗巴伯面前，你并成为平地。他被搬出一块石头放在殿顶上。人且大声欢呼说：“愿恩惠，愿什么恩惠？恩惠归于这殿。”好，那第八节。
In verse 8，
这答案是要一直下来的哈。耶和华的话又临到我说：“所罗巴伯的手拉了这殿的根基，他的手必完成这功，你就知道啊、哦，万军就要差我到您这里来。”好，谁藐视这日的？
In verse 10,
是算来想呢，这七眼乃是耶和华的眼睛，遍察全地，啊，见所罗巴伯他所做的，他就欢喜了。他有没有神有没有回答他的问题啊
？Did God answer his question?
没有。
No.
我们看第十一节
，verse 11,
这蛮有趣的。所以这个天使不，这个撒加利亚也是打，
没
有他不会再问啊。
Because he was not satisfied with what the angel said.
刚刚你被我骗了，你应该念这里就知道了。对不起啊。
You should have begin from this verse to find the answer.
如果不这样的话，你可能睡着了。哎呦
，I keep you intrigued so you won't fall asleep.
十二节
，verse 12，
二次问他，说这两根橄榄枝在两个流出金色的金嘴的旁边是什么意思？他对我说：“你不知道这是什么意思吗
？”13，
我说：“主啊，我不知道。”第十四节
，and 14。
答案就在这里，他说这是两个受膏者站在普天下主的旁边，好，就是这样子而已、啊、
That's the answer.
那其实这整段呢是倒过来讲的啦、嗯、
But we should read this passage in reverse.
现在要告诉我们在解经上面，尤其你看约翰福音，耶稣常常是这样回答的。
As we you read Gospel of John, you find that this is how Jesus answers your questions.
常常耶稣答非所问，与我们
当 Jesus never answer your question directly.
不是答非所问。
But he, it's not that he is not answering your question.
耶稣已经跳过了当时的，就是物质层面的意义，已经讲到另一个属灵意义了。
But he was going beyond the physical, and he was speaking of the spiritual matters.
如果你是那个撒玛利亚的妇人。
If you're the Samaritan woman,
你回去念念看，你那个 Steve， 你跟那个 Udi 哈，你当耶稣，你念不是当耶稣，你念耶稣的部分，你当撒那个念撒玛利亚妇人的部分，念到最后你们两个，那个你会说你头脑有问题啊。
If you go home,
念念看，回去
念 and retake the role of Jesus and the Samaritan woman, read through the passage, and it will not make any sense.
答非所问。
Because Jesus would never answer her question. 嗯，
耶稣啊、哦，他说你有没有打水器具？水要这么深。
Jesus asked her, "Do you don't have a vessel? What a jar for water?" The woman said, "You don't have a jar for water."
难道你比那个我们的祖先雅各还大吗
？Are you greater than our forefather Jacob?
两个问题了哈，两个问题。
Indeed, she asked him two questions.
你根本没有本领啊
！You have no method or no way to fetch water.
第二个
second,
你会比我们的祖先雅各大吗
？Are you greater than Jacob?
那我们等着，一定是说，你可能有什么哈秘密的武器可以拿出来。
And we're waiting for Jesus to show us his secret weapon.
耶稣好像不理他，说。如果你好，你应该，如果你知道我是谁的话，你要向我要那个活水。
But Jesus ignored her question. He simply said, "If you knew who I am, you would ask me for the living water."
你整个把它写出来，答非所问。但是耶稣不是答非所问，是跳过去的。
But Jesus has already skipped over her original question.
好，那我们现在这个原则，我们来看这个撒迦利亚书。
And using this principle, let's reread chapter 4.
当撒迦利亚看到当时有一个灯台。
Zechariah saw a golden lampstand.
然后有两棵葡萄树，两棵橄榄树。
With two olive trees next to it.
好，那他问说，哎，这是什么意思呢？
He asked, what are these?
那答案应该是14节先讲。
The answer should have been verse 14, if you think about it.
他说啊，这个就是这两棵橄榄树，就是两个受膏者站在普天下主的旁边，也就是说，约书亚跟那个所罗巴伯。
The angel should have immediately answered, these two are the anointed to serve the Lord, who is Joshua and Zerubbabel.
那你就不会都懂了嘛，是不是？
Then you will understand what you see.
那接下来他在讲说，哦，不要靠势力，不要靠才能，要靠神的灵。意思说，他们这两个人是站在神的面前服侍神，哦，好像橄榄树在灯台，是代表了神的灵在。但是不要靠人，要靠神，那很明白就这样子。但是没有啊，他先跳过去，人不讲，想说要靠神，所以一头雾水。
Then the angel would have continued to talk about, not by might nor by power, but the angel began with talking about God first, rather than these two workers.
好，那这里两次的不是，啊，一次的是。就第六节，二章六节。
In verse 6, we see not by something and nor by something.
不是依靠势力。
Not by might.
不是依靠才能。
Nor by power.
在修辞学里面应该说，不是依靠势力顿号才能，这样也可以了哈。
Or you could rephrase it by saying not by might and power.
但是他没有重复，不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能。
But the angel repeated the same phrase,
就是强调
to make an emphasis.
势力所讲的就是军事上的或是政治上的。
Might would be military power, might or might in the government.
才能所代表就是人力财力。
And power is our talents or in our wealth.
诶，这个表示说这个圣殿跟所罗门的圣殿是不一样的。
This temple is different from Solomon's temple.
你看《列文记上》五章十三节到十六节，
If you read First Kings chapter 5,
是真正的靠势力，真正的靠才能。
That temple was built by might and power.
你看，在所罗门那时候，他讲出服苦的有三万人啊，就做工的三万人。
King Solomon conscripted 30,000 men to work on the temple.
抬石头的有七万人啊。
There are 70,000 who carried the stone.
有八万人在那边凿石头。
And 80,000 carved the stone out of the mountains.
就是督工有3,300个人，你看多少？
And even there were even 3,300 foremen.
你八万、七万、三万加起来是18,000。
If you add them all together, that was 180,000 men working on the temple.
多不多啊？
Is that a
这是
大势力啊 that is might.
大人力啊
That's great power
那所罗巴伯他们回来呢
But what happened when Zerubbabel returned?
我们讲过他们回来只有40,000多人啊大人小孩吃奶的那个老人走不动了全放在一起啊
They have 40,000 and that includes the elderly and the infants
才四万多
And they had only 40,000
那他们怎么比
How could they compare to Solomon?
所以在这里神说不是靠势力不是靠才能、啊、
But God says not by might nor by power.
说真的第二殿真正的物质来讲的话比第一殿那差好远、啊、
This temple is materially speaking has nothing cannot be compared to the first temple.
但现在不是讲物质的殿、啊、
But this does not concern the temple in the world.
这次的建殿是靠神的灵才能够成着
Rather, this temple is built by God's Spirit.
所以再说大山要挪开。
The mountain shall be moved.
那所罗巴伯的手要立定这个根基。
And the hand of Zerubbabel will lay the foundation.
那神的七眼又再次出来，就是要各处要看，要查看。
And the seven eyes of the Lord will range throughout the earth watching us.
好，那第四章就看完了哈。
And that concludes chapter 4.
那第五章我们也看完了，对不对？
And we've already studied chapter 5.
那第六章也看，看完了，是不是？
And also chapter 6.
那现在我们第七章四开始要讲四个信息。
Now let's go to chapter 7, the four messages.
跑得动哈？还没讲啊？应该是有吧。我啊
，We never finished completely finished chapter 5 or 6.
六章，我记得同三这个有讲过嘛？同是代表能力哈？哪里啊？一节到八节，这是第八个意象，有讲过，对不对
？We discussed chapter 6 verses 1 through 8 the vision.
啊，怎么会没有呢？好，补讲。我记得你有讲过。
If I haven't discussed it, then I will finish it up.
好，一节到四节。
Chapter 1 verses 1 through 4.
你看，他要举目要观看了。
He looked up again.
那个除了第一二三的意象都是他举目观看。
He always Zechariah always looked up again and saw visions.
但是四五的就不是了，只给他看。
But the fourth and fifth vision was shown to him by the angels.
那第四章的第五个，我们这又回来讲这个，其实你自己比较就知道，这是不应该往那讲。这是他怎么？他是不是自己看，或是被人家指示给他看？不是，他睡着了，拍起来看了。
In chapter 4, it is even more different. He actually fell asleep. The angel woke him up and showed him a vision.
教会里面最难的是什么？
What is the toughest thing we have in church?
以后会乱教会的是什么？会让教会很乱的是什么？
What will cause the most disturbance in church?
人啊，人事问题。
It is our relationship.
所以第一个要只给他看，并且呢，在第五个呢，第五个意象要怎么样？他又好像叫醒了，把他叫醒来看。
In this vision, in chapter 4, the angel had to wake him up.
那你再来第六个，也是我举目观看，第五章是不是
？And now in chapter 5, in the next vision, he looked up again.
嗯，那第六章也是一样。
And same in chapter 6.
我举目就看见了。
I looked up again and saw.
所以只要你抬头你就可以看见。
If you will look up, you will see.
所以你们抬头就看见了，看见就说就明白了。
If you look up, you will see, or you will understand.
好，明白了，对不对？怎么会弄呢？好，那这里铜山就是带铜，我们知道了代表能力、权柄、审判。有没有？第六章第节啊，那山是铜山嘛。
And there was Mountains of bronze that represents power.
应该先讲地方嘛，哈，在哪个地方发生什么事
he describes where it happened.
那这个你可以看启示录一章十五节。
If you turn to Revelation chapter 1 verse 15,
你不用翻哈，我念一章二章十八节。
And chapter 2 verse 18,
诗篇六十篇十二节。
And Psalm 60,
铜是代表能力、权柄、审判。
Bronze represents power and judgment.
那山当然就是不动摇的了，永远不变了。
And a mountain will never be shaken.
所以诗篇里面说我向山仰望，山所代表的是神。
And the psalmist says, I look up to the mountains. The mountains represents God.
好，那这个有四辆车子从两山中间出来。
And four chariots came out from the two mountains.
那山是铜山。
The mountains of bronze.
那第二节。
Verse 2.
第一辆是红马。
The first chariot had a red horse.
第二辆车套着是黑马。
The second black.
那第三辆是套着白马。
The third white.
那第四辆套着是斑点的壮马。
And fourth dappled.
那当然看完这个，接下去你不用念也晓得天那个先知一定要问说这是什么意思。
You need not go on. You expect Zechariah to ask, what are these?
像这种你看久了，你就晓得说下面要发生什么事情。
After you read these passages for a few times, you know
what will happen. 这八个里面都是这样子嘛。
It is the same in these eight visions.
那个通俗小说看多了，你也想到说下来要怎么样。
If you read many pop novels, then you'll know what happens in the story.
但当然这不是通俗小说，这是神的话。
But of course, this is not a novel, but God's word.
啊，但是不明白就是要问嘛。
Since he did not understand, he would ask.
那我就问跟我说的天使说，主啊，这是什么意思啊
？He asked, "What are these, my Lord?"
好，那第五节。
In verse 5,
天使回答说，这是天的四风，是从普天下的主面前出来的。
These are four spirits of heaven going out from standing in the presence of the Lord.
所以这已经回答了这个四个套马的这个车的意思了。
The angels had directly answered his question, what does these chariots represent?
在这里就给我们答案，我们就不用想太多了，是不是？
Since he has already given us the answer, we need to think no more.
四辆车就是天的四风。
The four chariots were the four spirits or the four winds.
那天的四风就是从神面前出来的。
That came from before the Lord.
那把它连结就是说，这就是从神面前出来的四天的四风。
These are the four winds that came from the Lord.
那是什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
从神那边出来就是神的使者。
These are messengers from God.
那你看诗篇104篇第四节。
In Psalm 104 verse 4, it says,
那神以风为使者啊。
God uses wind as his messenger.
好，那就这个就没有什么解释的啦。
And that is our
explanation. 就是很明白，就这样子。那四风也是从东西南，如果从东西南边，那就是四方的。哦，但是从各方的，或是的风，那就是从神那边往各处去的。
The wind could come from all directions and going to all directions.
那这个风呢，有时候是带信息的，有时候是。要毁灭的
these wind carry,
带来灾祸的
carry, These wind will carry with them messages and also destruction.
耶利米书五章十一节
Jeremiah chapter 5 verse 11、
你自己看记下来自己看就知道了哈
Let's take note of that verse.
还有那个很有名的就启示录第七章
In Revelation chapter 7
第一节
verse
1这是这个风呢就是那个惩罚的
Isn't that so?
黑马去北方，那白马跟着他后面去了。
The chariot with black horses went toward the north, and the one with white horses followed it to the west.
套斑点的壮马往南边去了。
And the one with dapple horses went to the south.
那黑马，那个红马呢？
Where's the red horses?
你想想啊，如果明年有另外那个不是问题，有圣公会讲去，我们再来。再来想想看呢。
Think about this, and next year perhaps we'll talk about this.
当然有人建议说，可能他到那个巴比伦去了，因为那个红马是代表巴比伦嘛。
Some have said that the red horses went to Babylon because the red horse represents Babylon.
那有人是说他已经完成使命了，所以不用提了。
Some have said it has already completed its task, therefore there was no more mention of it.
但是黑马跟白马去的北方，北方在当时是指的巴比伦。
But the black horses went to the north, which was Babylon.
你看耶利米书一章十三节到十六节。
In Jeremiah chapter 1.
耶利米书一章十三节到十六节是说，那是预言啊，说神要从北方哈、哦、有一个锅，哦啊倒下来。烫死人那个锅。
In Jeremiah chapter 1 verses 13 through 16, it says that God will pour down a pot and burn everyone.
锅了哈，你看过那个什么猪小弟有没有？三只猪小弟到最后那个野羊要来，他就烧一锅大锅的水烫那个锅。那烧开的水的锅就是那猪小弟那个锅了。
If you remember the story of the three piglets, one of the piglets used.Boiled water using a big pot and burned the wolf, and that was the same pot.
那耶利米书一章十三节十六节说，有一个锅从北方倒下来。
In Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 13 to 16, it says that there is a boiling pot from the north.
那当然，北方就是指着巴比伦嘛。
And the north refers to Babylon.
因为以色列是那个犹大南朝，犹大是王在巴比伦。
Because the kingdom of Judah was taken by Babylon.
所以黑马去 白马去就是应该去北方了。
So the chariot with black horses went to the north.
那壮马往南边。
And powerful horse, when the powerful horses went out.
那斑马这个南边就是一般来讲是埃及地。
The dapple horses went to the south, which was Egypt.
好，那那个什么，什么，这个红马就不见了。
And the red horses disappeared.
第七节。
Let's go to verse 7.
那第六节什么意思呢？
Let's go back to verse 6. What does that mean? Let's finish reading the verse.
第七节，壮马出来要在遍地走来走去，天使说你们只管在遍地走来走去，他们就这样行了。第八节。
Verse 7 and 8.
他又呼叫我说，看哪，往北方去的已在北方安慰我的心。就是这个黑马白马已经安慰了神的心了。
The chariot with black horses and white horses has already given God's spirit rest.
天的四风，这里是惩罚的。
These four winds are punishments.
那黑马白马往北去。
The black horses and the white horses went to the north.
应该是惩罚了巴比伦。
It is for Babylon's punishment.
那所以有人这样建议了哈。
Some have suggested.
我现在所讲的是因为这个在圣经里面找不到直接的证据，我们前几个是可以找到直接证据的，这个是不一样。那这个呢是大家来想想，那看合理不合理。
What I'm about to say are merely conjectures, because unlike the previous passages, we cannot find any correlation in the Bible.
比如说解释这种有的是就是有直接证据的，譬如说七狮驼那个七言已经明白了，就不用再猜了，对不对？那像这个里面没有的，有人建议这样，有人建议这样，你看看哪样比较
合理。For example, the seven eyes are mentioned in other parts of the Bible, but nowhere else in the Bible do we find the mention of the same vision.
黑马白马，他们认为说是把那个巴比伦毁灭的。那个马代波斯，马代黑，波斯白。
So some people have guessed that the black horses and the white horses represents the Medes and the Persians who destroyed the kingdom of Babylon.
神借他们来惩罚巴比伦。
God punished Babylon through these people.
那斑马呢？是指着希腊波那个希腊或是罗马后来的。
And the dapple horses represent the Greeks and the Romans.
因为他们后来把那埃及灭了。
Because they later destroyed the kingdom of Egypt.
那无论怎么样，神的旨意成全。
Regardless, God's will was carried out.
也就是，这个是整个的后三个预言呢，是讲在当时呢，神要除灭罪恶。
These three prophecy concerns the fact that God will remove the sin from the land.
你看第六个是飞行的那个书卷。
The previous vision was the flying scroll.
飞行书卷就惩罚那些贪心的、偷窃的、
The scroll
说谎话的。
Punished those who are greedy and those who lie.
那第七个就是五节到十一节，这是把那个罪恶巴比伦的罪恶，把它放到他的那个该去的地方。
And in chapter 5, verses 5 through 11, it talks about the sin of Babylon.
那第六章这第八个意象是神自己派使者去北方、去南方完成神惩罚的责任。
And in chapter 6, the last vision, God sends out his messengers to carry out his punishment.
这是主要的中心信息，抓住那其他的细节的话就无所谓了哈。
If we understand the central messages, then the details are unimportant.
那八个意象应该是结束了。
Now we concluded the eight visions.
好，可以跳过去了，不是跳过去就可以跑了哈。
Now we can run again.
那九节到十五节也是讲过了哈。
We've discussed verses 9 through 15 of chapter 6.
准备好第七章。
Now we can go on to chapter 7.
第七章这是四个信息。
Beginning from verse 7 are four messages.
这个四个信息呢是第一个第二个信息是有求而回答的 两个信息。
The first two are messages of God listening to people's pleas.
七章第二节。
Chapter 7, verse 2.
这四个信息差跟那个第一章第一节已经试过多久
How long has it been since chapter 1 verse 1、
你不要以为昨天跟今天的事情、
It is not a difference of a day
多久
How long has passed
利利物多久
How long has it been since the beginning of the book、
对不起让你脸红了一下子两年一个月，是不是
？It's been 2 years and a month.
啊，谢谢，谢谢你啊。那有人来问呢、
Some have asked.
这个那个伯特利人打发这个这些人来问。
The people of Bethel sent some people.
问什么呢
？What did they ask?
问先知说：“我们五月跟的时候常常哭了啊。”斋戒就是禁食了，那现在怎么样？圣殿在做了，要不要再这样禁食啊
？They asked the prophet, "Should I mourn and fast in the fifth month as I have already done since the temple is rebuilt?"
是不是要不要禁食
？Should I continue to mourn and fast?
要不要
？Should they?
吴弟兄
，Brother Wu，
好。那这个问题就是他来回答第四节到第七节。
And in verses 4 through 7 is the answer.
神的话临到他说。
The word of the Lord Almighty came to him.
在当时呢，在他们一年有四次的禁食啊。
They fasted 4 times a year.
这是摩西律法里面没有记载的。
This is not recorded in the Mosaic laws.
他们四次叫做禁食节。
But these were the feast of fasting.
第一个就是四月。
The first was in the fourth month.
我看是写起来比较快，写起来跑得比较快哈。有
些圣经节你一段可以放下，四月。看，这是纪念耶路撒冷失陷被攻陷。
This feast remembers, the conqueror of Jerusalem.
不晓得是因为谁说列王记下25:1-4
recorded in 2 Kings chapter 25 verses 1 through 4
in
Jeremiah 39 verse 2In Jeremiah 52:4-9. And the second feast, the second fasting was in the fifth month. It commemorates the destruction of the temple. And it is recorded in 2 Kings chapter 25 verses 8 and
9.
And the seventh month, they fast to remember the killing of their governor. That's the Germanic spelling. In the same book, these four times of fasting. In the fourth, fifth, seventh, and the tenth month. They first remember the conquering of Jerusalem.
五月是圣殿被毁。
And then the destruction of the temple.
七月省长基大利被杀。
And the murder of their governor.
10月是耶路撒冷被围困被围啊。
And finally, they remember the city of Jerusalem being surrounded.
那里面对他们最重要就是五月禁食节。
The most important was the one in the fifth month.
为什么？
Why?
因为圣殿被毁啊！
Because that was when the temple was
destroyed. 所以他们来问的是说，五月圣殿被毁，还要不要再禁食了？
That's why these people came. Should we continue to fast in the fifth month?
那神跟怎么跟他们说？
How did God answer?
神的回答就是四节到七节。
God answered them in verses 4-7.
神说不要假信心了。
God says, let's not talk about faith.
你们禁食根本不是为我。
You fast not for me,
是表面的。
But you do it as a superficial act.
因为你借着禁食，然后让你怎么样，好像比较伟大一点。
You feel as if you're greater through your fasting.
哦，这是神的回答。
That was God's answer.
好，外表的仪式禁食没有用啊，神不喜欢。
The fasting as a custom.It does not please God.
这是第一个信息。
That's the first message.
第二个信息八节到十四节。
And the second message is in chapter 8-14.
借着他们的问，那神的回答，那神再来就责备他们了，教训一顿。
Beginning from the starting from the question, God rebuked them.
嗯，神说你们怎么样？要最主要是怜悯呐，不要欺负人呐，这些最重要。
God said, "You must show mercy and compassion."
但是你们列祖根本这些都不听。
But your forefathers refused to pay attention.
你看十三节。
Let's read verse 13.
神说了，我曾呼唤他们，他们不听；将来他们呼求我，我也不听。
When I call, they did not listen. So when they call, I will not listen.
那第十四节。
In verse 14.
神要用旋风把他们吹到他们素来所不知道的列国去了。
God says, I scattered them with a whirlwind among all nations.
这样他们地就荒凉，没有人经过。
And their land was left desolate.
最后这一句也是很让人心惊动魄了，因为他们使美好之地荒凉了。
And the last sentence is very frightening. This is how they made the pleasant land desolate.
这是第八章。
And now let's go on to chapter 8.
这是神的话要来临到他们。
Now the word of the Lord came to him.
这是第三个信息。
This is the third message.
第三个信息跟第四个信息是
an answer.
第一个他们来问了，那神来答。
They first asked a question and God answered.
这是第一个信息，第一个信息。第一个跟第二个。
And the second.
那再来呢？第三个、第四个信息是第二组，是复兴的应许。
And now in the third and fourth message, God made a promise.
八章一节到十七节。
In chapter 8, verses 1-17.
这里神应许要回到锡安。
God promised that they will return to Zion.
第二节哈，神说，万军之耶和华如此说，我为锡安心里极其火热啊。然后神是火热的神，神还要再回到第三节，我现在要回到锡安，要住在那里。
I will return to Zion and dwell in Jerusalem.
那这个耶路撒冷要成为诚实的城。
And Jerusalem will be called the city of truth.
那锡安山要成为圣山。
And the mountain of the Lord Almighty will be called the holy mountain.
那第四节以下就描写当时的情况。
And from verse 4, we see a description of the time.
我们已经讲过，在尼希米记七章四节是回归人很少，并且那城里面也很少人。
From Nehemiah chapter 7 verse 4, we see that few returned in the city.
但是我们四节以下我们看到，哇，人很多啊，扶老携幼，人活到很老很老。
But from verse 4, we see that many people were there until they're old.
第四节里面我们，四节五节我们可以看到，从四个角的、两个角的、三个角的都有。
In verses 4 and 5, we see living beings with two legs, three legs, and four legs.
是不是小孩就四个脚嘛？是不是
？The children will crawl on their four limbs.
那我们参加圣公联谊讲，因为我们这些都是两个脚嘛，是不是
？But all of us walk on two feet, two legs.
那到最后，你看第四章的，不，第八章四节最后，老迈手拿拐杖有三个脚了。
And the old with a cane in hand are like having three limbs.
那这是神的， 第三个信息神的祝福。
This is the third message from God, His blessing.
要人很多。
That it, there will be many people.
神跟他们同住。
And God will dwell with them.
九节到十三节。
And verses 9 through 13.
这是也是神要降福的一个应许。
It's a promise of God's blessing.
神，好，让他们想说，在这日以前呢是不好的，是不平安的。
God has said, before you had no peace.
但是神现在要开始降福了。
But God will shower His blessing upon them.
十四节。
Verse 14.
到二十三节。
Through 23.
这个也是一样的。
Similar, is it similar?
那我们看十四节
That's 3 verse 14
到十八节
through 18、
我看 这念念就知道了。那第四个信息
This is the fourth message
就是第十八节
Starting from verse 18
耶和华的话又临到我说
Again, the word of the Lord Almighty came to me
这时候是神自己跟他们讲的。
God spoke to him in person.
说神说你们四月五月禁食日子，七月十月禁食日子，要怎么样？要变得欢喜快乐日子了。
The fast of the fourth, fifth, seventh, and tenth month shall become joyful and glad.
第四个信息又跟第一个信息又连在一起。
It goes back to the first message.
第一个信息他们问说五月禁食要不要了
？They've asked, do we need to fast on the fifth month?
到最后神应许要祝福给他们之后，神说全部讲完了，四月、五月、七月、十月全部不用禁食了。
And now God has answered, you need to fast no longer in these months.
因为禁食是悲哀的。
Because you fast out of sorrow.
那现在要让这个悲哀变成快乐。
For your sorrow shall become joy.
要有诚实跟和平啊。
There will be truth and peace.
那神二十节到二十三节。
From verses 20 through 23,
神在应许，不但他们要回归啊
，God promised them that they will return，
并且列国要来啊
，and all the nations shall come。
所以二十节到二十三节是指，不止不是指的当时啊，而是指到新约之后的事情了、啊。
Chapter 20 verses 20 through 23, talks about the time of the New Testament。
说的更具体，就指的现在我们真耶稣教会了。
And specifically refers to the True Jesus Church.
那我们就要有这样的准备。
This is how we must prepare ourselves.
我们也应该有这样的一个是不是有这样的一个处境呢？就是说，人家能够说最后二十三节哈，因为我们听见神与你们同在了，外邦人、外教会是不是对我们这样说呢？如果没有的话，那我们就要努力了。
Have you heard from other churches and other people that we come, we want to go with you because we heard that God is with you?
对不起，我举目一看，时间到，我没有看到异象。
Now I just looked up again and I see that time is up.
你怎么不敲钟呢
？Where was the bell?
应该叫天使来敲比较。
You should ask the angel to come and wake me up.
同心莫打。
Let's pray in silence.